Any boys and girls here today? There's not too many people, if any, under 16 or so. Or is there somebody here? Pardon me? You're under 16 in heart. That's great. And we're going to have a children's story today because there is somebody here who's very young. And, look, a baby. There's a little baby here. Now, not just anybody would let the minister hold their baby. And that's because this isn't just any baby. This is my granddaughter, Grace's granddaughter, and she's just under 2 months old. And she came all the way from Hamilton today, thanks to Jared and Emily Rose, because she knew that there would be no other children here this morning. And she knew, she said, Opa, which is what I'm called, Opa needs to have somebody to have a children's story with. So this is Hannah. Hannah, thank you very, very much for coming to church today. Now, grandparents usually try to influence their grandchildren, right? I've been told that grandparents like to give their grandchildren cookies, candies, sweets, and then just send them home to mom and dad again, right? I'm going to try not to be that kind of a grandparent, but with today being Labor Day and thinking about work, I thought maybe there's something I can do. Doesn't every grandfather or grandmother hope for some dream of what their grandchildren might do, might be in life, right? Maybe you've thought that your grandchildren could follow you in the type of work that you've done. So maybe you're thinking, oh, Pastor Jim wants Hannah to be a minister. Hannah, if you wanted to be, that would be great. But I've got something in the pot. Oops, there goes her soother, Emily and Jared. Here's the Christ light that we put out for children every Sunday, and we'll leave that out there today. But I have something that I took out of the pot, especially for Hannah, because there's something else that I really enjoy doing that none of my children have taken up so far. No, it's not that they didn't want to become ministers. There's a sport that I like to play, and none of my children have taken up the game of hockey. And so I thought, for my first granddaughter, I would give her a hockey stick. So Hannah, I hope you'll accept this first piece of hockey equipment and become, no, don't cry. Please become a hockey player. She's not taking to it so well, Jared. I think it's not because she doesn't want to be a hockey player. I think it's because she wants her soother back. So I'm going to get that for her. It's very clean here. It is. It's very clean. But doesn't everybody want the best? Not only for their children and for their grandchildren, that they would find some meaning, some purpose in their life, something that they can do, something that they're uniquely gifted for. something that they can make a difference in this world for. Some of you are going to university, college. That's what you're hoping for, too. Some of you are retired, and maybe you reflect on your life and think of how you were able to make a difference in life. This morning, as I bring Hannah back to Jared and Emily Rose, would you join me in just a brief prayer as we pray for boys and girls, students going back to school, thinking about how God is preparing them to make a difference in this world. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, for this holiday weekend, especially where we're reminded about work and about finding meaning and purpose in life. We pray for your blessing upon boys and girls, on students in high school, college, and university as they begin classes again. And we ask, Lord God, that as they learn, they may reflect on how you might use them to make a difference for good in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.